In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In this morning's gospel, we hear about the calling of the first disciples, Peter and his brother Andrew, James and John. And their calling, and most especially their response, is an example for us to follow as we seek to be disciples of Jesus Christ. So Jesus comes upon these men, these fishermen, who had been toiling all night and toiling vainly because they had caught nothing. So they were tired. They were cleaning up their nets and preparing to go home for some rest. But Christ comes, and trailing behind him are a crowd of people who long to hear from him and learn from him. So he asks Peter to take him out in his boat a little way so that he can teach the people as they gather upon the shore. It allows him to get some space from the crowd because this crowd presses in on him and they won't be able to hear him unless he's able to get a little distance. And so he uses the lake kind of to create that space. He comes up to Peter and he asks, "Take me out in your boat." Now imagine yourself in Peter's shoes. So tired. Demoralized from this night of futile work. Peter could have very easily said, "I'm sorry, no, but I need to get some rest. I have, to care for myself. I have an agenda of my own." And yet, instead, Peter takes him out without question, without argument. He is open to this call that Christ brings to him. So this is the first step that we also must take in becoming disciples of Christ. Because Christ, when he comes to us, he imposes himself upon us. Right? We have our lives that we're very happy with and comfortable in. We have our agenda, we have our plan, but Christ comes and asks us to change our plan. He inconveniences us. And if we aren't like Peter, if we are that sort of, self-absorbed kind of person, then we might reject Christ and so lose the benefit of a relationship with him. Instead, we need to be like Peter, with that humility and that openness, so that whenever Christ comes to us, whenever he imposes himself upon us, whenever he calls us away from our comfort and our plan, that we are willing to follow him. So Peter heeds the Lord's request and takes him out in his boat. And after the Lord is done teaching, the Lord shows his gratitude for Peter by giving him some fishing advice. Now think about this. This is a teacher who is very smart. But what does he know about fishing? I mean, think about from Peter's perspective. This is someone who knows the divine things, who knows theology, but what does he know about fish? And yet, Peter doesn't argue. He sort of expresses his perplexity. "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing." But look at the next thing he says. "But at your word, because you said it, I will let down the nets." So this is the next step. After having that openness to Christ as he imposes upon him, Peter demonstrates obedience. Obedience even when it doesn't make sense. And that's the next step for us, is that when we are willing to let Christ into our lives, We need to be willing to obey what he has said, even when it doesn't make sense to us. We need to trust him, just as Peter did. So Peter goes out in his boat with his partner, and they lower their nets, and they catch a huge shoal of fish. They catch so many fish. And think about it, they fished all night, probably in the same water, and caught nothing. But here, because he was obedient to Christ, he receives this great and miraculous catch of fish. Now again, how would we respond to Christ in that moment? I mean, you can imagine a fisherman who his livelihood depends on fishing, who had worked so hard and caught nothing, and now he caught so much, he should be elated, right? He should be so excited and focused on his fish and thinking it through his mind about how much, you know, he could make selling each of these fish and how this would provide for his family for, you know, days and weeks to come. But instead, how does Peter respond? He actually forgets about the fish. He forgets about the fish. He falls at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Now, this is an interesting image, because on one hand, he has fallen on Christ's knees. It's like he's clinging to Christ. His body language says, "Don't leave me." And his words say the opposite, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man." He's caught in this conflict that he wants to be with Christ, but he knows that he's unworthy of Christ remaining with him. And this is the next step on the journey to becoming a disciple. After being open, humbly open to Christ, after obeying him even when it doesn't make sense, he realizes his unworthiness and his need for Christ. And he desperately repents of his unworthiness, hoping maybe just in the corner of his heart that Christ would forgive him and receive him. But in that sense, hoping against hope, knowing that he himself is unworthy. Likewise, when we let Christ into our lives, we also should be prompted to repentance. When we encounter the all-powerful God, his light shows up our darkness. His light shows us how little we know and how little good there is within us. And the correct response to that is not to give up in despair. It's also not to ignore Christ who is in our midst, but rather drawing near to him to repent from the bottom of our hearts, to confess our unworthiness and to beg his forgiveness. So after Peter falls at his feet, requesting, you know, admitting his unworthiness, Jesus expresses forgiveness to him and encourages him. "Do not be afraid. Henceforth, you will be catching men." In some of the other gospels, he makes it explicit what this means. He says, "Come and follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." He is summoning Peter to join him in this work of saving the world. And so the final step in becoming a disciple of Jesus Christ is following then the example of Peter and those with him, who it says, when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything in order to follow Christ. And so, having been humbly open to receiving Christ, after obeying him even when it doesn't make sense, after repenting of their own unworthiness, now they give themselves to Christ in total commitment. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is a process that we follow over and over again in our lives. We cycle through it over and over again, going to higher and higher levels so that we can go to higher and higher levels of intimacy with Christ. But it does depend on us. It depends on our willingness to set aside the things of this world and to receive Christ with that openness, that obedience, that repentance, and that commitment that he seeks from us. So let us, brothers and sisters, wherever we are in our relationship with Christ, resolve to follow the example of the apostles so that we can draw near to Christ, so that we can not only be with him, but be incorporated in this great work of salvation that he is working in this world. To him be glory, honor, and worship, together with his Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.